This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome everybody. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming at you from Sarasota and Stuart, Florida at the same time. How is this possible? Well, you'll have to go behind the scenes to find out. But I've got a very special guest. We have a very special focus our first hour of the show today. And you can see the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Robert McCuspey, Dr. Rob McCuspey, he's also known as Doc Rob, Dr. Robert. He's a great guy. We have done a lot together since he has joined the team over there at Natural Immunogenics and working in the field of silver and nanotechnology as a PhD researcher, even in government laboratories like NIST, N-I-S-T, which is not like NIST, the drink. That's NIST. In fact, what does NIST stand for?
National Institutes of Standards and Technology.
Right. And that's not something you can get in with like a high school diploma. I mean, that's high level stuff going on there.
Yeah, over half of their staff are PhDs, so it's a pretty cool place to work.
Some people might not think that.
Well.
You know, I just joke because I did a little lecture for folks today, in fact, on silver. But I joke about myself all the time being an egghead or a nerd. And you know, in many cases, because we're into science, right?
Yeah.
You went all the way through the PhD level, which is amazing. And the fact that you are working with a dietary supplement form and also other forms that you're working with was born of, and you've told this story on the show before, but anyway, we're talking with Dr. Rob McCuspey, because your wife's health was such that a doctor had actually, a healthcare provider had recommended to her to try some silver hydrosol.
Yeah, she had recently diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, and her doctor recommended bioactive silver hydrosol to her, and she comes home and says, all right, well, you've studied silver in national labs, and you're supposed to know, is this stuff safe? And mm-hmm. So she puts it on the counter and goes, is this safe for me to take?
Yeah. And you would be the guy who would know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're establishing the levels at which safety or not safety is an issue at the government level.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, she's got a good resource in her husband.
Yeah. it turns out I did know something about it. So I was able to answer the question. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was neat because, you know, it was the right concentration for that product, and it was the right formulation to get the right efficacy that she was looking for, and it had the right safety profile. So I was able to say yes with confidence and not have to go online or do research or listen to your show.
Right. Well, and it took you know, the experience that she had was positive, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So that obviously intrigued you. And when you began to analyze what's in a hydrosol, again, we may talk more about that. You know, Dr. Rob McCuspey has been on the show a few times. We've got a special edition, folks. Again, the eggheads in the audience are going to love it. The rest of you can go to sleep. I don't care. I'm into it. No, it's going to be fun because we're even going to talk about Ozzy Osbourne this hour. Are you up
for
that?
Sure, yeah.
Did you listen to Ozzy at all?
A little bit.
You looked at me like, we're going to talk Ozzy.
I don't know if my mom's listening. She said I wasn't supposed to when I was that age.
That's
so
why.
I'm dating myself, right? So
you don't want her to know. I know. Look, the Wizard of Oz, the Blizzard of Oz. So we've got, some cool stuff to talk about in terms of infectious disease, the science of silver, right? Getting through the hype and the marketing beyond it to, you know, what's the reality? And you, of course, as a PhD science researcher, you can't mess with hype. I mean, certainly you hear something, it could intrigue somebody to study something, but to go down into the level to which you presented, for instance, was it a couple of weeks ago now we were in Dallas together?
That's right.
Yeah, the IAACN, Clinical Nutrition.
Yes.
And we were giving a CE or CME lecture for the doctors and nutritionists there. They have to get continuing education. And so when you do that, you're not talking about a brand. You're talking about the science. You're presenting on the science. You got to do an hour. You had to do like 48 hours worth in an hour, right, before lunch. Then I came in and did an hour after lunch, got more into the clinical side of things. I just had a fun time there.
Yeah, that was fun. It was like I got to do the set and you got to do the spike. It was a, right. It was a great combo.
Yeah, like the two Robs, man. We have a good time. We hang out and spike some science.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
But you did share your story, which I thought was great with the audience, about your wife, right?
Because
we got to humanize the science. I mean, what is it if we can't put it into that perspective?
Well, and that's really what brought it home for me, because it went from looking at things in a very abstract sense on an electron microscope or looking at results from how it kills bacteria in a test tube to, no, this is my wife's health. And so it's a very personal connection at that point. And then watching her get those health benefits, and she's healthier, not getting sick nearly as often when she's taking the product. It was really remarkable to see how silver was beneficial, and it kind of reminded me why the government was interested, for good reasons, to say, hey, is this stuff safe, and is it effective, and if so, how do we use it? And so I got to study that for a lot of years and then see the benefits firsthand.
Yeah, what is fascinating to me about your background, being in the depths and the morass and the weeds, too, I mean, you're all down there figuring this out, that the technology side, which can be intimidating for people that are more kind of health food. I know it's a little bit of a stereotype, right? The health food people don't like that, you know, they hear technology and they want to run. I say there are ways to utilize technology that are not harmful and that we can embrace advancements that way. But, I do believe there are issues to discuss there. But as in the scientific realm and the biotech realm, always trying to do how small can we get it? How small can we get it? What can we do? What properties are released at that level? How do we get it where we need it to go? How do we stabilize it? What do we engineer it into? I mean, there are all of these factors and that sometimes you kind of lose sight of that bigger picture of, hey, how does this work in nature, right?
Yeah.
Do they ever stop and reflect on that, or does that become, oh, there goes that PhD. He's lost it. Now he's going talking nature now.
No, it was actually interesting. A lot of my work got to center on what happens to silver naturally in the environment and what are these transformations. How is it stable in the environment? How is it unstable? Mm-hmm. And so we got to really understand the chemistry of what's going on in details like had never been seen before. So we got to see this transformation of metal particles into a bioactive silver ion, which was in the literature by other groups being shown as the form that kills the bacteria, not the metal particles themselves. It was this positively charged ion.
Yeah.
And then we got to actually image the transition state, that chemical transition state of, as it's undergoing that surface oxidation, as it's transforming, we kind of caught that middle stage. And so it was a lot of fun to, you know, kind of see that right at the molecular level, the atomic level, and then realize, okay, so that's what's happening in those ancient Roman drinking cups when it was releasing the silver ions into the water to preserve the drinking water
for
them.
What it was doing. You saw there was a bioactivity that occurred. Now, when I was researching some of the government's perspectives on it, in some publications that they relied upon that I felt was not complete or ended up being so partial that it was not specific enough, right? We come to the technology part of it, like Samsung washing machines,
right,
coated in silver. And they're saying, hey, could this be dangerous to the environment because you're releasing silver? And we know that it has antimicrobial effects. And at what level is it harmful? Would it stay in the bioactive state? Or what would happen when it reached the environment, when it reached a lake or a stream? What kind of things did you find when it was put in those real world scenarios?
So there was actually a group in Europe that studied that exact question. They took some silver and put it in a simulated wastewater stream, and they found that the naturally occurring elements in the wastewater stream neutralizes the silver, prevents it from being bioactive. It's going to cause no harm to our wastewater treatment systems or to the environment, and it's going to get removed in our natural wastewater treatment processes and be transformed into a form that it is completely safe.
Well, this isn't true, though, of, for instance, now a lot of concern for antibiotic residues.
Exactly, because it's a different chemistry, right? So silver has a very unique property and unique chemistry. Basically, what was happening is it was tarnishing in the wastewater treatment plants and forming the inert. You know, we've all seen that tarnish coating on silver, right? And know how it's pretty stable, pretty inert, doesn't really do a lot of harm. But a small molecule that's an antibiotic, for example, has a completely different mode of action in the body, completely different mode of action in the environment. Those molecules aren't as easy to remove with our wastewater treatment processes. So it ends up that they can persist in the environment for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And then that's where it's of more concern, and people are right to ask these questions. Sure. About, well, hey, how long is it going to stick around? At what low levels do I need to be worried about it?
We're seeing with the resistant infections, it although it's very much part and parcel to if you're prescribed this and prescribed it again, that resistance is developed. But the residual metabolites or non-metabolized forms of these antibiotics that may make it right through the body and back out into the environment are creating resistance out in the world, right?
Yeah.
So that you may not even be responsible because it wasn't your antibiotic that you took.
Right.
But it could also be in the CAFO farms, you call the factory farming methods,
right,
where they are, to my opinion, they're feeding them such garbage that these animals are so sick that they have to give them antibiotics to keep them alive.
Right.
Or in some cases, funny enough, not funny, but antibiotics help to fatten them up for slaughter, too.
Right.
Which, what does that say about obesity in America? How much might be due to use of antibiotics?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And with the resistance thing, there's a lot of studies that show if there's a constant background exposure to an antimicrobial agent, that bacteria have more opportunities to evolve resistance, right? So it's kind of like they're buying a lottery ticket for that one in, you know, a billion odds of evolving the single workaround to that single point failure. I'm using some engineering speak, right? So, you know, the bacteria have all these machinery and mechanisms inside, and the antibiotics, the small molecules, attack a single point, mm-hmm. like breaks one gear. And so it's pretty easy in a grand scheme of things to engineer some alternative around that broken gear. Compared to something like silver, where it's got this multi-pronged attack, it makes the cell walls completely leaky, it breaks multiple forms of the gears on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, thinking about trying to survive that overwhelming attack is why we haven't really seen silver resistance evolve over thousands of years of use. Whereas with these small molecules, you see it in just, you know, decades or less.
Or less. Yeah, I think I've read reports that they saw it within the first year. There was some evidence of it when these antibiotics came out. So it doesn't take long for nature to out-create man's arrogance.
Yeah.
If you do a workaround, as you say. And it's fascinating, too. We've got an article here we'll cover in the first, well, actually after the break, we're almost up on the break here, about antibiotics destroying good bacteria and worsening, for instance, oral infection. This is out of Case Western Reserve, another research university, on the subject of antibiotics. We're giving you a whole hour's worth of great information on addressing infectious disease. We'll talk more about the science of silver with my good friend, Dr. Robert McCuskey. And you keep checking out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here with Dr. Rob McCusby on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are talking infectious disease, antibiotics, antibiotic resistance, good bacteria, bad bacteria, all of that stuff. And, you know, one of the slides that I've used and you found in the research literature that has been just so enlightening relates to biodiversity, microbiome biodiversity. So if we have an article in Science Daily talking about antibiotics destroying good bacteria and worsening oral infection, differentiating between good and bad bacteria, it is a reality, is it not, that antibiotics disrupt the microbiome biodiversity so devastatingly that opportunistic infections are the inevitable result?
Yeah, and that's what the literature has been shown time and time again. And so it's really remarkable that it's this diversity of species, because you have thousands of different species, and they all have their own metabolism cycles, and they all have their own metabolites that they give off after going through that. And so, and some of those are actually beneficial for our bodies. So there's neurotransmitters that are made in the gut and then absorbed into the bloodstream and help regulate our body's natural functions. So you can imagine if the balance of the microbiome is shifted in some way, that can impact your overall health. And so when you take a antibiotic and it just obliterates that natural balance, then you have other opportunities for the bad bacteria, if you will, to come in and take hold and take over that home. But if you can find alternatives, so what really was remarkable about that paper you were mentioning that we presented, the silver, all the forms of silver that they've looked at do not disrupt the gut microbiome at all. So it just keeps it as a level playing field for what's out there.
So you can tamp down an aberration
by
bringing it in and giving your opportunity, or your own immune cells the opportunity, or in this case, again, from Case Western Reserve, talking about the so-called good bacteria that are responsible for keeping things in check. It's like they all have a role to fill there.
Yeah.
But if you create an imbalance in the terrain with the antibiotics, then suddenly that balance is lost, and then even those so-called good guys are overwhelmed. And this is the point, I think, of this is like the antibiotics are indiscriminate, and they leave you worse off than when you started.
Yeah, absolutely. And like the article points out, there's a valid reason why they were created, but you have to be understanding of those risks and the risks that you're taking. And what I really like about this article is it's focusing on the oral microbiome. A lot of the literature we've seen is focused on the gut microbiome, mm-hmm. and the oral microbiome is another key indicator of overall health. It plays a very important role in the body.
Yeah, and I've been utilizing the silver hydrosol for years, swishing and swirling, and people saying, well, aren't you killing that microbiome in the oral cavity? Well, again, more evidence here that we see that, yes, antibiotics do that, but that whole impact on it in a kind of a uniform way. And we are constantly receding that microbiome, and part of it is the production of saliva. We probably haven't even investigated all that we don't know about how that works. But again, another aspect of, as we learn about microbiome, how we can safely use silver.
Yes.
And of course, hopefully reduce our reliance on the antimicrobial drugs like the antibiotics. And, you know, that's what they're trying to do here. Researchers are you know, curing, in fact, this is amazing, drug-resistant infections without antibiotics. And this is in Medical Express, and I think this is referring to, let's see, where's this study on methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA. It's a big, big problem. And so they're looking, I mean, honestly, you know, they've been desperately trying, how do we reinitialize our antibiotics? And I make jokes about the fact that if they engineer silver into them and then they say their antibiotics work again, did they really need the antibiotic, or was it
right.
the silver?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of forgot their silver-only control in those experiments.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
So this is published in Scientific Reports, evidently a journal, suggests infections in humans might be cured via, which way is this? They're saying instead of killing causative bacteria with antibiotics, researchers treated infected mice with molecules that block toxin formation in bacteria. So now we're talking about endotoxins.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's another pathway of recognizing what I've argued with the law of the terrain, that the toxicological burden facilitates the growth of the aberrant or pathogenic species. So
yeah.
they're preceding the manifestation of the bacteria going, hey, what if we stop the toxins from happening? What happens? And like, whoa, hello, yeah. Antoine Béchamp, you were right.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's kind of this constant battle between all of these species that are in there. They're all fighting for the terrain. Like, you know, they don't all get along. I mean, imagine if you had 1,700 brothers and sisters, you probably wouldn't get along with all of them, right? So there are these fights and battles going on, and the endotoxins are part of the arsenal of tools that they use to fight each other. And then, as we know, endotoxins can cause inflammation and a variety of other toxicity mm-hmm. effects when those levels get out of control. And so this idea, it's pretty interesting, you know, to think about how that plays a role in the balance of the microbiome.
I'm going to give them some props for identifying another pathway to attack. Now,
yeah.
you know, my argument, and I have a bias against, let's say, toxins to cure toxicological diseases. I think that's kind of counterintuitive, but I know that's their focal point. We'll talk about it more with Dr. Rob McCuskey after this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, a special edition on infectious disease. You will hear this nowhere else on planet Earth, but right here. Come on back after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Capitol Hill to brief Senate lawmakers on the matter regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Defense Secretary Mattis says there's still no indication that the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in the murder of Khashoggi.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
President Trump is set to discuss trade with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Argentina this weekend. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the United States should defend our trade policies.
We're free traders, but we're fair traders. We have to be treated with the same respect. I think talking about partnerships with these nations, strengthening our partnerships, but saying there's a cost to this partnership, which is you have to do your part as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, if anybody's still here and not asleep, because we're just like too science-y for you people. No, we're not. This is basic concepts applied practically, even though there's a lot of science and deep level science to support one of the things we're discussing on infectious disease. We were just talking about an article in Scientific Reports where they're attacking, instead of killing the bacteria directly, trying to prevent the endotoxin production from bacterial metabolism. And again, it's fascinating. I'm like, I'm digging it. Yes, but what are you going to use? And this is the problem. If you're going to block a pathway, there's an unintended consequence. This is what always happens. Again, there's a place and a role for drugs. I don't dispute that. But recognize that when you stop a function, a biological function from happening, there are pathways downstream that are going to be impacted that you aren't looking to impact. They're going to be impacted. And so good that they're looking at this, but what would be the unintended consequence?
Well, I mean, to me, the fundamental drawback of this is that they're still looking at these single point failure mechanisms that, you know, I'm reaching back to the previous segment with the engineering analogies.
Yeah.
And so they're trying, like, okay, well, we tried a sledgehammer. Okay, now we're trying a wrecking ball, but it's still, they're going after one thing at a time, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's really going to be the limitation here because, like you say, okay, what are going to be the consequences of disrupting that one pathway? And then how easy will it be for new resistance to evolve around that,
single point failure? And listen, you can't say that enough. That single point failure concept is very important because it explains so much of why antibiotics fail. Now, we met, fascinating, Dr. What was her name from
University? Dr. Ann O. Summers.
Ann Summers from University of Georgia,
yeah.
PhD researcher. She connected with us at the ICAN.
Yeah, IAACN.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And she was fascinating because she has delved deep into levels of mercury toxicity and the impact, including on antibiotic resistance. I thought, wow, what an interesting angle. And I think there's nothing that couldn't be corrupted by mercury. But she also posited, hey, could there be an issue with silver? I don't think she's invested that much time and effort like we have and you have, particularly in that realm. But I'm always engaged with somebody that is that. She's just hungry to find answers, and that, I love that.
Yeah, and it was interesting with our conversations over lunch where she was describing the ability of the plasmids, which contain all the DNA that allows people, or not people, allows the bacteria. I'm personifying the bacteria.
Yes. People do it all the time.
Yeah, that allow the bacteria to then evolve this resistance. And so the resistance to mercury was kind of clustering genetically next to the genes that allow it resistance to other antibiotics. And it was stuff that I was really unaware of, and it was fascinating.
It
was like, okay, so if it gets one module, then it can lock in another module, and then it can begin to get these multiple resistances. And it kind of, I think, helps explain why we've seen the multiple resistances evolving with these other bacteria, where it's not just one class of antibiotics that they're evolving resistance to. It's multiple classes. So it was really fascinating. And so she was talking about these new studies that were describing computational approaches to samples that have been collected, you know, in the field, in hospitals, and trying to analyze the genome and say, well, how frequently is mercury resistance associated with another type of resistance? And they found these massive clusters around the mercury resistance. And so she was going and pointing out some of the biochemical research she had done previously. And so it was like, oh, wow, it's great to see the people coming from a different approach, kind of validating these results that you see from the experimental work as well. And so it was a lot of fun.
So if I look at mercury toxicity, and there's a lot of study on it, I mean, we talk about denudation of the neural fibrils of we know that is neurotoxic, for instance. So we look at those things, but I had never talked with someone at that level about impact on resistance, microbial resistance, antibiotic resistance, and the relationship. And she posited, could there be resistance to silver? She claimed there was some evidence, and I always thought the resistance to silver would be because of a form of silver that was not bioactive. You assume that, hey, it should work because you didn't know the bioactivity level, the ion, and it's not, it's pretty much in a neutral state, very little dissociating ions, and that you could interpret that and say, well, the infection wasn't killed, so there's resistance there. But she's going deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm encouraged to
learn more. It's definitely the frontier of research, so hopefully we'll see some new research coming out.
Right, and Ozzy Osbourne might benefit by it. In fact, he would benefit if he was listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ozzy, what's up? Come on. There's the headline here. This is in Rolling Stone, rollingstone.com. You remember Rolling Stone magazine?
Yeah, I'd never thought about reading that during my science career. I read it usually for the music.
Well, usually there was a lot of bacteria on those microphones back in the day, but this is a quote from Ozzy. It was agony. Ozzy Osbourne explains the staph infection that derailed his tour. He says, compared to what I was like, I feel about 85 to 90% better. So he's well on the mend. I guess he probably went through traditional antibiotic therapy, although this guy has more money than, I don't know, but he could afford anything. And I've said the greatest danger, sometimes you can have is really good insurance if they throw everything toxic at you. And you're not open to learning that there are other ways to address staph. Now, we've talked about staph and MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, and the fact that the ion in both cases is equally devastating to the staph infection or the staph bacteria. Because it's resistant to methicillin, it has not adapted to become resistant to the silver ion.
Right. Yeah, so it's a, like we're talking about, it's that different mechanism where it's making that cell wall membrane leaky with that positively charged silver ion.
Mm-hmm.
And then those ions, now that the walls are leaky, the ions can go into the cell and then they can start to bind those metabolic enzyme proteins mm-hmm. and start breaking them apart. They lose their three-dimensional structure, they lose their enzymatic activity, and the gears are broken, if you will. And so they've got this ability to have this multi-pronged attack as opposed to the other traditional approaches we were discussing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, this is something where there are lab experiments on MRSA, E. coli, vancomycin-resistant strains.
Them.
Yeah, there's a wealth of data out there that shows how effective various forms of silver are against these different pathogenic organisms.
I can't quote Ozzy directly here because the FCC would get mad at us. But Ozzy says, my right thumb had swollen to the size of a freaking light bulb. Let me just say it that way. After, funny enough, a Salt Lake City gig earlier that month. So it was huge, and he went in. They found MRSA. Now, again, was it because he had methicillin treatments before that the staph now in his body that's normally occurring became, you know, aberrant because of – I don't think he's drinking like that because he used to be an alcoholic. Apparently, he's been clean on that. But in any number of lifestyle issues when you're on the road or you're eating clean food. Otherwise, we talked as we opened today about the resistance that has developed out there in the world just because of overuse and abuse of antibiotics. Not even if you've used it or if you're encountering them in a hospital setting. They say most of the MRSA is acquired in hospital settings and medical settings now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and that's something, again, like you're talking about, if the person before you didn't take the full course of the prescription antibiotics, and they took 9 days instead of 10. They thought, oh, I'm better. I don't have to finish it off. Mm-hmm. And then shed some resistant bacteria, left the scene. Now you end up, you know, getting exposed to a resistant form through no fault of your own.
Sure. And I think we're finding that even when they do the full round, as they say, all the way through, there are likely, you know, you never get it all, the scenario, but you've done enough that it's now kept in check, right?
Yeah.
But that the next generation, should you become vulnerable, even if you did everything what you thought was right, the doctor said it. So, again, we have to have better strategies. We have to be more comprehensive. As I said, antibiotics have a place, but they, unfortunately, because of the way they've been used, we can go into the monopoly kind of concept that kind of stifles innovation as well as the profit taking. Because, you know, a Goldman Sachs slide I do is like the business of disease is business. They admit curing disease is not a good business model, right? Well, I'm not a businessman. I care more about getting people well. And I know you as a researcher, you care more about the facts, what they reveal, than investing in, you know, the stock of a big pharma company, perhaps. But again, these are the competing things out there in the so-called real world, the economic world that we deal with every day. And unfortunately, the capture of our regulatory agencies kind of slowing down the innovation because, you know, if we were to release a non-patented, easily available form of silver, you know, there are varying levels of quality we acknowledge, but that could reduce the reliance on antibiotics. The drug companies go, well, where's our piece of that pie, right?
Right?
They don't like giving up even a penny of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I was in charge of a multi-million-dollar company and I saw a new product on the market that worked better than mine, I would be pretty nervous about that competitive threat as a business person. So I understand their position.
Yeah.
You know, it's logical.
It's logical. It's not necessarily moral or ethical, but logical. I can understand that too. Exactly. So, but we have to be aware of this. And so when people hear the discussion we're having, you from a PhD world, I'm, you know, more clinical, but, you know, obviously investigating the science, they might say, well, if this is, you know, what you're saying about silver doing all of this, if this is really true, wouldn't everybody be using it? Wouldn't be all over? Well, in fact, it is in a lot of hospitals already. It's just they might not be using the most bioactive form, but they're coating catheters and intubation tubes. They're using it on surfaces. I mean,
yeah, so it's silver sulfadiazine. They're using it in burn clinics because it not just prevents infection, but the silver promotes the epithelial tissue regeneration. So it reduces the risks of scarring and it promotes the wound healing. So that patient outcomes are much better in those severe burn cases. Yeah, absolutely.
So we got to go further on another scientific article. This one's on WebMD, and it talked about blood infections, and the source of them. And it's a fascinating study here that is actually saying, my gosh, could the source of your blood infections be your colon, your own digestive tract?
Wow.
Like, yeah, that's a big wow in that regard to say, hey, you're not necessarily catching this from outside. It's whatever's going on down there and the access it has to the blood. Now, why would it have access to the blood? Shouldn't there be a normal barrier, the epithelial layer? Shouldn't that be the intact thing? Well, I presented the fact that there's a lot of inflammation of cells damage due to, well, it could be antibiotics, but any number of synthetics that go in and the cells have to defend against it inflames them, can create a leaky scenario. And now bacteria that would normally be contained there, back into the blood.
Yeah, and if you think about people that go into a hospital are typically not in a healthy state. That's why they're in the hospital in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of challenges to the body, trauma to the body that could cause that inflammation and generate the opportunity mm-hmm. for those bacteria in the microbiome to go through those leaky areas that are created.
And this was a Stanford University study.
Yeah.
Not like, a community college. Stanford pretty high up there in what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is also why I like to promote the use of the Silver Aloe Protocol, and I've written about it, Unlock the Power to Heal, because so much of what we're learning about not only immune function, I think you mentioned about neurotransmitter production, endocrine production, so much cellular communication depends on the healthy microbiome. And if there is inflammation in the gut, it alters what grows there, right? You alter the terrain, you alter what grows there.
Yeah.
This is a different concept. It isn't that we have to kill everything with a synthetic chemical, but how do we restore the balance to the terrain? And silver facilitates that. Why and how? Not only because of the antimicrobial activity, but because it tends to heal tissue.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, we're up on a break. How do we get here? You know what? Because the two Robs are just having too much fun talking egghead stuff. I hope you all are enjoying it. I certainly am. We'll wrap it up. We've got some at least one more article to cover in this special hour focused on infectious disease and remedying it safely. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, special thanks to all those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty all around planet Earth, including my good friend Dr. Rob McCuskey, and he also does work as a PhD researcher with our friends at Natural Immunogenics, if you know them. But, you know, we're talking science. We're not talking any brands at this moment because we want to be able to speak freely and truthfully and, you know, with the depth that we want to go to, helping people out and what they can do. Because we talk about hospital-acquired infections. We mentioned acquired infections from your own body, right? When things gone wrong, go awry. This article, it's on infectioncontroltoday.com. And they're talking about the hospital situation. Now, I think that they're pretty aware that they've got to sterilize stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's not uncommon. It's like basically. Okay.
Right.
Now, even the linens have to be clean, and they have to do special high temperature cleaning, probably a lot higher than home units, because of course they're worried about infection surviving the cleaning process. You've got beds and linens, people have been sick on it, who knows what. And now this article should frighten you. And I don't, well, it's Halloween, it's a time to be scared.
Yeah.
Okay, you go to a hospital, you think the linens are clean? Not so much. Even if they did everything they're required by law to do, they say that Clostridium difficile is surviving even the industrial strength detergents, high disinfecting temperatures, it's still surviving in a spore form of some kind that now you could be laying on the sheets and you could be vulnerable. You could become infected. Again, this to me is like more evidence of other forms of resistance. This is not necessarily to antibiotics. This is about detergents, which could be considered antimicrobial in a sense, but high temperatures.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting because we don't typically think about the spore as a mode of survival and a way of developing resistance to these common approaches, such as the high temperatures, the detergents with the disinfectants, and the way the spore, it's basically a protective shell around this very small condensed form almost like a, you can almost imagine it kind of like a seed, right? It's got a hard shell around it. It's protective, and then it can grow into a new organism after that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's different modes of attack, different modes of protection, different modes of susceptibility. And it's really an area where the science has not been explored because it's much easier to work with the living form than it is the spore form. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that we tackled that first. But yeah, we can't ignore this critical stage in the life cycle.
And the people in hospitals are the most vulnerable.
Absolutely.
They're ill, they're there, they're weakened, their immune system compromised. And so, you know, maybe, you know, when we're healthy, you and I could get in a sheet like that, or not together, of course. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're in it. It's like, okay, you, but you're not impacted again because the terrain, the immune system
right.
is healthy enough, for instance. So, this is a fascinating, again, another, I say another reason why. I know the sheets might be more expensive, but if you start threading the cotton sheets with a little bit of silver thread,
yeah.
this is why they put it into socks that, you know, stop the odor because the bacteria
right.
won't survive
Absolutely.
It. And you said it earlier in our interview today that you found, well, even when you were at the government labs assessing safety, that all of this in the environment is not a disaster for the environment because it's neutralized in the environment.
It is. And yeah. there's actually lower amounts of silver that will be introduced into the environment by using it in these more functional forms as opposed to these bulk forms. I mean, we don't want to make the whole bed sheet out of silver threads.
Right.
That would introduce a little bit more silver into the environment, let alone yeah. how expensive would that be.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know how comfortable that would be. Mm. But if we can look at ways to just get the most active form and just the smallest amounts possible to get the benefits that we're after, then that minimizes the total amount used, minimizes the risks.
Mm.
It's a great approach.
Dude, it's fascinating, too. And I always say, if anybody has to go to the hospital, please have you either sneak it in or bring it in like in a glass bottle. Take your good form, put it into something that looks like, that's just my water.
Yeah.
And you sneak it in and take it. We know they're using it in modern medicine. This is not controversial. It's just a matter of functional efficacy based on activity. And you are you more than anybody else in the world know about that bioactive form. And you know, again, we lectured on it together,
yeah.
and that's where we want people to focus on, so they don't waste their efforts. Right, every drop matters, and we like the quality that we utilize.
Absolutely, and like you were talking about, when you combine it with these protocols, where you look at, okay, how is silver helping interact with the gut microbiome, not disrupting that diversity of species, mm-hmm. helping heal the terrain so that if you take the probiotics, they have a place to live and grow and thrive, and they're yeah. not just going to hang out for a little while and then be gone.
Yeah.
Those combination, those synergistic benefits of combining those protocols is really remarkable.
Well, I feel like in this hour special edition with Dr. Rob McCuskey here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've solved the world's infectious disease problem.
Pretty close.
Right? We can retire now. Listen, a big part of it is opening up to, you know, again, new ideas, but maybe old ideas, because silver has thousands of years of history, and it's used up on the space station, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purifying the drinking water.
That's right. The tasty, good water. Folks, we got to go. Great hour. I appreciate y'all being here. Thanks, Super Don, for making it sound so good. Back with more Powerful Healing after the news break. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.